You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Welcome to the Boss Hog of Liberty Podcast. This is episode number 282 of East Central's favorite podcast. Jeremiah Morrill here, joined by executive video audio producer, engineer, mechanic, Zach Burcham, and our forever co-host, Mr. Dakota Davis.
Today's episode is the long-awaited Christmas episode. If you're a Patreon member, you already listened to us open up our Christmas gifts. If you are listening on the free side, well, you don't get to participate in that fun today. Instead, you are going to listen to us talk about, Jeremiah has a story about changing some wiper blades. Then we're going to talk about what we do for Christmas. And then, of course, the crazy, crazy weather. And then I think at the very end, Jeremiah might talk a little bit about some NFL streaming, some things that are giving him a headache. So make sure you stick around until the end of the show.
That's the best Dakota can do with that. We'll see.
We had
a 40-second meeting ahead
wrote,
of time.
So, yeah. NFL streaming.
Yes. This show is about our lives in rural Indiana. We're here to push your boundaries and make you think as individuals. Sometimes it'll provoke you, other times it'll make you laugh, but hopefully you'll always learn something new. Mostly it's going to be us griping about the weather and trying to understand if there's actually a true disaster heading our way, like it's 1978 up in here, or if it's just people trying to get clicks on the internet, as seems to normally be the case. As Dakota said, we did just do a good amount of an extended Patreon, probably 30, 35 minutes of gift opening and shenanigans. If you want to be a part of that, you can jump on BossHuggerLiberty.com and click on the Patreon. Join up there at any level. You pick your choose your own adventure. If you do join at $50 or more a month, Dakota, what happens?
You get a shout out at the front of every episode. And those folks are Miss Christy Avery from all the way in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's our favorite Norwex dealer. Make sure you reach out to Christy for all your Norwex needs. Then we have Mr. Jonathan Phillips, our favorite car dealer in the continental United States.
The birthday boy, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He had a birthday this week.
Yes. I think he's 25.
I thought he was like 28.
That might be. He's definitely younger than Zach.
I thought me and him were like the same age.
He's definitely younger than Zach. We know that.
And then we have Mr. Anthony Meyer, who is stranded down in Texas right now because of the Oklahoma City, because of all the crazy ones that are happening. He's got an empty trailer, and he said it's not worth the risk.
Did you pick up on him messaging this week saying he was going to take a load in Dayton just so he could hang out with you, and you just left him like you never finished the, oh, yeah, come on by, buddy. We'll take care of you. I got a warm spare bedroom for you, Anthony. Come on
up. I said we'll do a podcast from the sleeper. Is what was my response.
You didn't get it. Were you serious about that?
Yes.
All right.
We can be somewhat portable.
Our dream.
A Christmas walk.
Our dream is we're going to invite ourselves into Anthony's house, climb into his bed and start talking.
Pet his corgi and,
this has
hang
to be
out.
Done like at a truck stop, right?
I'm going to play
at a truck stop, because like is it a show if a lot lizard doesn't knock on the door of the truck during the show?
It'd probably be a fed.
It's a plan.
Well,
I'm going to be
if
playing.
If it's Spiceland, it could possibly be Darren Jacobs trying to clean up the streets of Spiceland.
We could definitely never put it on YouTube, because the whole time Waylon Jennings' Ramble Man will be playing. Oh, I'm a
so if you want to be a part of such a thing, that would definitely be a Patreon only episode. Sign up at any level, get yourself involved, have some fun. If you are a patron, I think you do have some t-shirts. Are they in the mail? Has the postman delivered them?
People have already got them.
They're out there, unless they're a local delivery and we've been charged to deliver them at Christmas.
Yes.
All right. In no particular order. Today the weather has started to change. We got here, it was like 40 degrees when I parked the old Tahoe outside started unloading stuff in as the snowflakes were coming down. I think we have now crossed below zero. And as I'm driving home today in the rain, Zach, has this ever happened to you where your wiper just starts to make a weird
noise? It's
currently
23 outside.
It starts to change tune.
Yeah.
And you start to inspect it and you realize half your wiper is now off at the worst possible time. Because this is at 5 o'clock and I'm driving home from Muncie in the terrain. It's dark outside already.
Yeah.
It's raining.
That's also just a dark drive. That's a dark stretch of road.
And I know it's getting ready to be like -7 degrees. So I'm like, I've got to stop right now. So I don't have time to price shop. I don't have time to go anywhere. And I tried a new product today. I don't know if this may be the second set of wipers I've put in the terrain. I bought a set of silicone wipers. Have you guys ever gone for the silicone wipers?
No.
I think I have before. I can't remember. I mean, like every vehicle I've owned of them for so long, it's been through many, many, many wipers. So
right. I normally just go with the generic Rain-X, but now there's a fancy Rain-X silicone wiper that has a yellow thing that you have to peel off of it. Because I'm like, I don't want a yellow wiper.
I've gotten those before, yeah.
So
I usually get Michelins.
It's getting very expensive.
I always
a pair of wipers. Do you want to guess at how much a pair of wiper? These are the premium wipers.
$33.
A pair for the pair.
$46.
Oh. I couldn't buy one for $36.
$46. I said $46.
$80.
$40 a wiper?
No, because they're 6 inches difference in size, but all in, after tax, tip, title, and registration, $80.
That is nuts.
Man,
do they do anything special?
They wipe, and
this like a toilet paper versus
I have. Wipes? There's a 24 and an 18 inch on the old terrain.
You have like a Finding Nemo set of wipers, like one gimpy little one that's just working real hard.
I didn't even notice the difference. And the little one's the one that gave up the ghost. It's the one that was coming apart.
Because it's trying to pull its weight. It's
it's massively out engineered.
Yeah.
Listen, you can do a lot. There's a joke there somewhere, and I'll let Zach think of it before the show is over. It was out kicking its coverage. It was working. It was outworking itself. So yeah, $80. Now I will say they went on incredibly easily. Just a little pinch, a slap off, and a back on, and it's so much better than back in the day with my 87 Bonneville when I was, you know, I nearly break the glass trying to change it out.
New wipers just usually slide on and click right in.
Yeah, that was a dream. Because I was like, I'm going to have to do this and figure out how to change these things in the dark, in the rain, on the clock. So it was done faster than you would change brakes on an IMSA car and the Rolex. Yeah. But yeah, $80. $80.
Yeah. So yeah, at 5 o'clock today, it was 41. And then when I got to the studio, it was 33. And then now it's 23.
I can feel it getting colder in the studio.
Yeah.
Behind me, yep. I can feel the temperatures dropping. We had a guest booked.
Mm-hmm.
We can share it. It's
Chris Bowers,
who's a Boss Hog alum. He once was an Indianapolis based comedian, and he came out here and visited us in the old studio, probably 4 years ago. And I have gone to see Chris the last 2 years. I went to Dayton, Ohio, to see him back when comedy was first coming back, and then. The Paytons, Chase and Katie, Sarah and myself, we went and saw him at Helium. This week, it just was not in the cards to go see him this year. But I said, hey, open show for you anytime. He's like, that's perfect. Let's come on out. We'll do the show. And then what has now been described by the media as a bomb cyclone is making its way onto us and affecting the entire
winter
world.
Winter Storm Elliot, they've named it.
Chase Elliot. Is it Bill or Chase, Zach? I don't know which Elliot it is. Or it could be Ernie, the engine builder.
I'll say it's Ernie. It's not awesome, so it's not awesome, Bill. But yeah.
Ernie Elliot. Ernie Elliot's coming down from Canada. We'll let Andrew Bowman, patron, make the final determination as to which Elliot it is.
Maybe Elliot Sadler.
Could be.
He's just kind of disappointing.
God, that was just off the top ropes. He's just picking on Elliot Sadler. Just a fine man. And he's just like, yep, he sucked.
He's just underachieving.
I had quite a bit of prep work to do today for this storm.
Yes.
Making sure that everything was good to go on my end.
At home or for the day job?
Both. So many things to prep.
So what's the home preparation? Let's focus on that because I don't want to get too far behind the four-lettered curtain. Unless this is the expose you can really share.
Yeah, just four letters.
Are you filling your bathtub with water? Are you?
I don't even have a bathtub.
What kind of?
You just hose Jackson off in the backyard with the chickens?
He has a little bathtub that sits in the shower.
Do you put little jackets on all the chickens and dogs and wish them well? What do you do?
I told you before, I have a roof and three walls that's enclosing their actual coop. So they have a coop that's also enclosed, right? And there's a heat lamp. There's a little platform that's heated that their water bowl sits on. And then there's one layer of straw bales around the interior for insulation. And then I have some deep bedding inside both their actual coop and then outside of their coop of straw.
Do you feel like all the chickens are going to live through this event? Or do we think if half of them live through the event, you're going to be okay?
And it was like, what else can we do? I was like, this isn't going to be enough because I've gone out there before and like the water's been frozen and stuff. I was like, this is going to be rough on them. So my original plan was to buy a one inch insulation foam board and then just put it on the exterior of their actual little small coop.
On the outside.
That we close them in every night. Yeah, on the outside. Just for until like Monday. And then I went to Gilman's. They wanted to charge me $36 for one 4x8 sheet.
Did you tell them you could buy a wiper blade for that price?
I was like, that seems insane. But so they had rolls of fiberglass insulation for $15. I was like, I can get a 50-foot roll for $15. So that's what I did. And then I went around with the staple gun and just wrapped the whole coop on the exterior with the fiberglass insulation, stapled it, left a little hole in the top so that the heat lamp could shine through that hole because I don't want them to be able to touch the heat lamp and burn themselves.
So you put this on the outside of the building? So there's paper-backed... Mm-hmm. Fiberglass insulation outside in the rain.
No. It's the build. The coop itself is
inside of in a building.
Yeah.
All right.
Sheltered.
Yeah. It's sheltered on three sides and the roof. One side might get exposed to some rain.
I would have gotten some straw bales and just stacked them up outside of it. It's probably what I
thought about doing that. Roof. Yeah. I thought Jason, about doing that.
Eight straw bales on sale this week at L&K.
$6. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought about doing that too, and then I'm like, there's the thing of what am I going to do with the straw bales whenever this is over with? The fiberglass insulation I could just throw in the trash toter.
Just go shake the straw bales out in the yard, mow them over, be gone. They'll just like you planted grass.
It would be a bigger pain,
yeah.
And I'd have to throw them in the back of the truck. Just wrap it, and it's like my biggest concern now is that they peck at the fiberglass through the fencing. And
finding fiberglass in your eggs, you'll know it went wrong.
I read on some forums, and it was like some person was like, I had one hen that ate a 2-foot by 2-foot square of fiberglass insulation, and she's doing okay. And I was like, oh, we'll be all right then.
It's fine. All right. Any other preparations that you make?
You got to keep.
Because, you know, in Florida, they do the hurricane thing. Do you close up your crawl space? Do you?
Crawl space is
shutters.
It's closed up all the time. I don't put heat down there. Some people put.
Will you open up your faucets tonight?
Gonna open up my faucets.
Open the cabinet doors up.
And, you know.
That way the kid can get to all the poisonous chemicals that are underneath.
Make sure that you have... I have a... So this is interesting. I have a wall-mounted propane heater that, you know, it's supposed to be like if you got a trailer that's ran on propane, then you have this thing and it's kind of like a little fireplace. Well, what I have done is bought this propane heater and have finessed my way with through different gas fittings to where I can get it hooked up to a regulator on a small like propane tank that you put on a grill.
On a 20-pound tank.
Yeah, so that's my emergency source of heat is bring a propane tank inside, and I have a little propane fire tank, or yeah, fireplace, and I have a 15-foot hose so that I can keep the propane tank away from the open flames.
See, I did the, we got 100 pounds of propane, five 20-pound bottles, and the generator so we can run the house. And then I went the extra step. I tried to do as much of my preparation as I could before the temperature went absolutely terrible. Because I can't tell you the last time I bought kerosene and it wasn't negative 1,000 degrees outside when I went to go buy kerosene. So I went last weekend. I'm like, I could see the storms coming. Why do this to myself and be miserable? So I at 45 degrees, I felt this is the most adult thing I've ever done. I went in and I'm like, it was $5.99 a gallon. So I said, I got an empty 5-gallon deal, pulled my phone out, dialed it up, $31 worth. I need $31 worth. Set it, forget it, filled it up perfectly.
Beautiful.
Didn't spill a drop. That was peak man mode, Zach.
And you know, we are on a gas furnace. So, I mean, push comes to shove. We can just pop the little screen out of the furnace and just gather around it like a fireplace. I mean, it just doesn't have a fan to blow it, so it is what it is. I remember doing that once when we were a kid.
This is my concern, is that I do have the... my house is entirely electric.
Right.
100% electric.
So I mean, I can still cook food on my gas stove.
So I kind of need you to make sure that shit doesn't go real downhill. Yeah. Or else I'm gonna have a fish in an ice cube at home. I have a tropical fish that depends upon you.
We're trying our best. It's going to be interesting.
All right. So on top of this storm coming in, it's also the Christmas season and people trying to travel.
Right. Couldn't have come at a worse time.
So if you're, you know, it's already a bitch time at the airports anyway. I looked today just to see what it looked like. And Indianapolis Airport was already starting to cancel and delay flights this morning. Nothing had even happened over here yet. I-90, where the wonderful, fantastic Mark Brim is shut down across the entire length of South Dakota already. Just done. Shut down. Trashed. So it's going to be legit. But what I've convinced myself of is it's like 100 hours. We just have to get through 100 hours. This is not like 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 days. It's just by like Tuesday, we're fine.
I mean,
we got a long weekend of it being cold.
The wind is only going to really last for like 48.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be that bad. Once the wind dies down, they can clear the roads very effectively. It's whenever the wind is gusting at 45 to 50 miles an hour that any type of plowing becomes useless.
So does Christmas.
And that is your concern with the power, because if they're not plowing the roads, then I can't get to where I need to be to turn the lights back on.
Four Letter Electric doesn't have a snowmobile squad.
I have.
Because Danny Morrill and Cade Coger, if they find out that they can have a legitimate reason to go put a yellow light on their snowmobiles,
yeah,
they will come pick your ass up and take you anywhere you want to go.
Skid steers. We have a brand new truck. And our line crews, they do have a snow plow themselves. We have snow chains for all of our tires. I've had to put the snow chains on once in my career. I was reminiscing about that today, eating breakfast.
Now, if you're putting the snow chains on,
are you doing
this in a garage or are you doing it outside? You doing it in a facility?
This is what I was reminiscing
about. In a heated facility?
It was the winter of 2019.
Get on his leg. Get on his knee there, Zachary.
There was an ice storm.
Story time from Dakota.
We were forecasted to have 1/4 to 1/2 inch of ice, so we knew it was going to be bad.
Dun, dun, dun.
We wound up getting 3/8 inches of ice, which is really, really bad.
Which is more than a quarter.
Yeah. And they were right on the money.
Now tell me, did they send some of those guys up from North Kakalaki to help?
I had a call in Cadiz, Indiana. So I was making my way towards Cadiz, Indiana. I was heading northbound on State Road 3 through Newcastle, And I realized that every time that I tried to do anything, my whole vehicle would shh in the snow.
It's unsettling. Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the most unsettling?
Thankfully, it's a very light vehicle that couldn't cause any damage.
Yeah. With the
15,000 pounds of American steel.
The thing that was very eerie about that night was that there was not a single other car on the road except me. I was the only vehicle I saw the whole time.
So you're telling me people listened?
Yeah, people listened. I didn't even see emergency vehicles out. So I'm driving down the road and I'm barely able to drive.
You know that you're not going to get a ticket in that weather.
Right.
They're like, not messing with that guy.
Well, typically, yeah, because I was talking about that. Yeah, they don't mess with you unless you wreck.
I was like, I have got to put the chains on the tires. And I pulled over at the Newcastle Stainless Plate Factory, which is on State Road 38, the corner of 38 and State Road 3, basically. And I pulled over in their parking lot, and I put the chains on the tires, and it was freezing outside, and my hands just weren't quite working, so it took forever, because you got to reach back behind
the tire. You got to do this little reach around procedure.
And that's what sucks. But then I got it, and you know, you can only... The chains, by the way, if you've never driven in snow chains, it's amazing the difference that it makes. Like, there's the traction. Unbelievable.
My grandmother used to roll in a Cadillac with studded tires.
Oh,
but they,
back in the day. Huh?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. Yeah. And a Coupe de Ville. Why don't white Coupe de Ville roll in studded tires? But her landlord wasn't too keen on what those tires did to the driveway when there wasn't snow on the ground.
When I went to turn off of State Road 3 onto 38 before I had the chains on, it was like I barely had my foot off of the brake, and I was having to try to keep correcting because there was no controlling the vehicle.
So did the chains change everything?
The chains changed everything. It was really wild. I was super impressed because I was like, I hope these get me. Because then I'm like, I'm going to have to be, after I get off of 38, if the highways are this bad, yeah, what are the county roads going to be like? And sure enough, they were awful. And then I roll up to the place I'm going to be, and there's a lock on the fence, and the whole thing's covered in 3/8 inches of ice. So you've got to take out a blowtorch and melt the hinges.
Break your way in.
Melt the lock. It was a whole thing. And I'm hoping, you know, now we've moved on to snow. It doesn't look like the ice has been that bad. We don't have any outages in the state of Indiana right now for any utility. We're in pretty good shape.
So far, yeah, things are looking promising. So anyway, out of an abundance of caution, Chris Bowers is not coming tonight. So that's why you get the show that you're getting tonight instead.
That's we had why we're talking about
this
it.
This is why it's weather talk. Yeah. And it'll be okay. And it's happening all over the place. People have had,
all 50 states are going to be below freezing on Christmas morning. Uh-oh.
So Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right? I went down there last year to watch Garth Brooks at LSU. These people don't get freezing temperatures. They're on the Mississippi River, damn near, in, you know, an hour from New Orleans. They're at the ocean. It's going to be 19 degrees tonight.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not as concerned. I know Dakota's got a tough road ahead of him. But I'm not as concerned for Indiana as I am for the South, of people that are not ready for this or their homes aren't prepared for it. We'll probably be okay, and maybe there'll be some frozen pipes here a little bit here and there. But if you go down to Tennessee and Georgia, places where they just do not get these freezing temperatures, the folks that don't winterize their swimming pools or their campers or their houses are all, you know, you get the house that has the plumbing on the outside, it's all plastic pipes, they're in trouble.
Yeah. The camping pages have been just overrun with people freaking out because they don't winterize their trailers because they don't live in an area where they typically have to. They probably should get used to it, I think, because it's happening more and more. And then people jump in there from up here like, why didn't you, when you put it in storage? Like, yeah, because they put it in storage for 3 weeks. They camp all year in Texas or in some of those places. And yeah, they have no idea. I remember this happened a couple of years ago, and I bet there are so many posts come spring about water heaters that were cracked open because they just left a water heater in a camper. Most water heaters are just a sick, like a little pony keg, aluminum tank, and they just left it full and it just froze solid and cracked open. Yeah, I did see a map that was not all of Florida is going to be below freezing, but the northern half is going to be. So Christmas morning, it's going to be cold everywhere. Yeah, this isn't actually that crazy a weather for us. We've had this kind of snap the last couple of years. But yeah, some of those places down south,
I don't remember a time in my career of 6 years, almost seven, that it's been this cold, though. I don't remember it.
Oh, we've had the -4, -5, -7.
We had -14
that
a couple years ago.
In 2019, whenever it was -3, but that's the last I can remember.
Because you'll remember it because if you think about people in their cars when you get up in the morning,
Facebook memories will show you all the pictures of the thermometer.
Everybody take a picture of the thermometer, and when it's -4 degrees outside, it looks like a guy just sitting there on the toilet. When you know the minus and the it makes a shape that's memorable. So you'll see those on Facebook memories, and if it gets down that low again,
we had a -14 a couple years. Like it's been a couple years.
I think that was in 2012.
Yeah,
I saw it on the news this morning.
But we've had some.
The wind chill was like -40 something. Yeah,
we've had a couple of just negative cold snaps. So it's nothing crazy, but. Yeah, for down there, 16 degrees down, and they're going to have iguanas falling out of trees in Florida. And
exactly like the same thing that happened last year. So here, I think with COVID, maybe we're a little bit more accustomed to just saying, well, shit's getting canceled. We're more okay with disappointment and not being surprised. We can't do Christmas this year because of, you know, we can't get there. We're not going to get there. It's not going to happen. Or, you know, stay home, save lives, or whatever the story is.
A lot of those people are already here. I was parked next to somebody at Kroger yesterday with Oregon plates, and I didn't have to go to work today. I was super thankful because yesterday 70 was crazy, and about half the cars were out of state, and not like a little out of state, a lot out of state. I saw a car with baggage on the roof from California. And I was like, man, these people, it's a strange thing because I just don't know that many people that actually drive a long way for a holiday. And you see like the Christmas vacation thing where the family shows up for Christmas and they don't leave till New Year's. And I don't know that reality, but apparently that exists. And I saw those people on the interstate. So some of them are here.
I can tell it's getting colder. I can feel the temperature in the room changing.
I pulled up the weather app to see. Yeah, it's feels like 5 degrees outside right now.
Good Lord. It happens so fast. It happens so fast.
So tell me about your NFL streaming update.
All right. So here's the thing that has happened here. DirecTV, since like the mid-90s, has had the exclusive rights to carry NFL Sunday Ticket. Are you familiar with this concept?
Nope.
NFL Sunday Ticket is where a few $100 a year, they would sell you the rights to watch every NFL game that's happening on a Sunday. Any market, anywhere in the country.
Yeah, it's your buyout of just not having to deal with whatever game is in your market on your TV.
Because normally when you turn on CBS, it's the Colts because they're the local team. Well, if you live in Indianapolis, but your team are the Bengals, sorry, if the Colts are on, you're going to get the Colts. You're not going to get the Bengals game. So that's how you would subscribe to watch the Bengals. Or if you live in Atlanta and you want to watch the Colts, that's how it would go down. Or maybe you're a huge fan of Purdue University, and Drew Brees went on to play for the Chargers, or he went on to play for the New Orleans Saints, then you're a Saints fan, right? So you would sign up for Sunday Ticket, a couple $100 a year, and you'd be able to watch those games. Over the last couple of years, they've added Red Zone, where essentially you watch all the games at the same time, and anytime something interesting is happening in one of those games, they just take you to it. So if you're just an NFL fan and you're a sampler, you could add on any cable package like $10 a month. This NFL Sunday Ticket was exclusive to DirecTV, the satellite service, going way back before we had, you know, this is probably your entire life. Sunday Ticket has been on DirecTV since the inception of it. This year, going forward, the contract is going to be in place that Google has purchased the rights away from AT&T and DirecTV or whatever they are now. I think they've spun themselves off. But DirecTV has lost this. So it's going to be now changing hands, and it's a Google property, which means that you don't have to be a satellite TV subscriber. You'll have a streaming option available for everybody. But what hasn't happened is we don't know what the price point is yet.
Seems like an improvement overall, though.
Yeah, it probably is going to kill DirecTV. It was like the one thing that they still had that's going to that they're going to, now that they don't have it, I don't know. It's going to be ugly.
They do finally have a streaming option without the dish, because I've got some relatives that do the DirecTV stream. So some people still use it, but yeah, it's got to be getting thinner and thinner. The people that love that though. So they will follow it wherever it's going. Like the Chick McGee's of the world.
But what's happening is that this is another major property in sports media, and sports media is where money's at in television. It's the big, people watch it live. There's advertising. So there's the biggest checks are written for rights to broadcast sporting events, especially the NFL. So this is the big ticket. So it's the rights to show the NFL Sunday games, the Sunday night games, whatever there are. Well, the last one that was unassigned was this, and it's gone essentially entirely to streaming. And if you're a YouTube TV customer, you don't have to have a dedicated old school set top box. You don't have to have you don't have to sign a 2-year contract. Now you're going to be able to just say, yep, Google, I'd like this. And you may only have to buy it for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
So it's while we don't realize it, or you think I'm not an NFL fan, I don't care. This is a watershed moment in decoupling 1970s and 1980s. Yeah. 1970s and 1980s technology.
Really kind of concreting the place of streaming taking over.
All right, interesting. So just as a digital show, I feel like it's a thing to read into the record. 10 years ago, YouTube was cat videos, and nobody really understood how to use it or what to do with it. And now it's a place that, you know, a YouTube premium subscription is just as good as a Netflix subscription. Sarah and I stream and watch TV shows that are on YouTube, and that's it. That's where they're at.
Right.
And that's where content creators live. And now the most mainstream American sport is going to have its signature product there.
All right.
There you go.
I'll wrap this baby up.
The thought has been that Dakota, Zach and I's favorite sport is terrified of going to a streaming only version.
IndyCar is?
Why? Because IndyCar. Because
the peak demographic for IndyCar is like white.
Your father's age.
White men age 55 to 67.
Because
they'll do it when the world has moved on from streaming. Like if at that point that ever happens. I did see a funny thing. There's like, I can't remember. It's a Twitter account that gets shared a lot around social media. It's like, I can't wait for somebody to take all the streaming services and combine them together and just reinvent cable and just lump them together. Yeah. But that's because the demographic for IndyCar is like my dad, who it's not changed. Like there's fans like us, and I see fans that are like our age at the races, but for the most part,
they're older.
Their kind of key demographic is older.
Yeah, it's probably the oldest sports fan crowd around. So anyway, interesting day. I thought we'd read that into the record. That's topical today. We'll have more news and commentary and whatever else next week, assuming we live through the bomb cyclone. Zach, you got anything else for us? Final thoughts?
No. Just everybody stay safe. Be smart when you go out. I mean, I'll probably drive around tomorrow somewhere because I like to drive around when I'm told not to drive around.
Are you going to plug the excursion in
tonight? Yes, the excursion we plugged in tonight. Yeah.
I've really enjoyed the TikToks of all the cold starts up in Winnipeg of trucks. That's my all week. It's just been people cold starting vehicles that you would think there's no way they're going to start.
We'll see what this one's like. I just saw a post about some guy said he's in like Winnipeg. He hasn't been able to start his diesel excursion since Wednesday.
I treated my 42 gallons with 65 gallons worth of treatment today.
I dumped some in that the guy who sold me the truck gave me some anti-gel, and then I filled mine up on, I think last Sunday, I went and filled it up at the truck stop and then dumped 50 gallons worth of treatment on the half tank I put into
the bottle of the anti-gel treatment says overuse will not harm the engine.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm going to be safe.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
it is interesting. I guess a lot of that has gone off the shelves this week too. So it's been a crazy week of you wanted to go grocery shopping, right? So you're Christmas shopping anyway. Sarah went on a Tuesday afternoon to grab a gift card very quickly for a Salvation Army project. And she went into Kroger at noon on Tuesday, and she's like, it was impossible.
Yeah, we went.
Things were buying out.
My wife went back at Tuesday night just to grab a few things to get us through the week. We weren't like panic buying. We just needed a few things to get us to the new year. And the self-checkout line was back to the cheese, which is the other end of the store. Like, it was completely across the front of the store. Bread was pretty much gone. Eggs are still there, but that's because they're $5 for 30 for 18. So that's why they're not, the eggs aren't going anywhere.
You've got this crazy stack up now of short supply chain problems, holiday week, and now the storm buying.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah. So it was, and I ended up with I bought a bunch of distilled water for flushing the radiator, and like, well, I don't need this. I guess I didn't use it all. So I've got like 9 gallons of distilled water in my house because I'm like, I can't leave them in the car. But if you're local, Cade Coger always extends his thing. If you get stuck, feel free to give him a call. And then if anybody's first of me, or I'll make it public if you can find my profile. I always share my annual video of always make sure if you're connected to a vehicle to tow it out of the snow, to make sure you connect to the frame or an approved tow spot. Cause I have one of my favorite videos that's 14 years old. It's gotta be shot in like 240p of a Geo Storm, which was built before Dakota was alive, getting the entire back of it ripped off cause they hooked to the bumper, and it's one of my favorite videos on the internet. So yeah, always make sure you hook up great. But otherwise, everybody have a safe and happy holiday and stay warm. It's going to be cold, but we're going to get a white Christmas. Everybody.
Who is shocked that a Geo was not built well?
The whole thing was planted. I mean, I bet you probably had to go up to the engine block to find a piece of metal for that car.
Still love the Geo Metros, though. Those are pretty.
Little three-cylinder?
Yeah, freaking sweet cars.
Dakota, you got anything for us?
I don't. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas. Thanks to everybody who's helped support the show this year. We had some newcomers in Patreon this year. We appreciate you folks. Hopefully everyone got their t-shirts. If you didn't get it, please let me know. And Merry Christmas again.
All right. Thank you guys very much. It's enjoy the Christmas holiday and be patient with each other. And God, you know, the whole country gets to go through this crazy storm together. And it is getting so damn cold in here. It's unbelievable. It is dropping 5 degrees a minute in the studio.
My legs are freezing.
I'm not sure the heat's even on. All right. Thank you guys very much. We'll see you next week. Merry Christmas.